There was a time that mankind experiencing on this planet brought all into balance. It was an experience that set what you might term the ideal in the consciousness at the planetary level. This then established the ability to recognize imbalance and allow for the desire to return to that ideal. This realization of what is and is not balanced experience comes from deep within the awareness. The singularity of focus is the controlling factor allowing the planet to remain within the orbital pattern of the solar system. What is perceived as gravity as it relates to the magnetism of the planet does not apply to the planets as they orbit within the solar system. This is a higher application of the law of attraction, or like being attract alike. When there are similar criteria involved in the creative focus that brings the system into manifestation, that similarity is the basis for remaining within the field of focus. Inasmuch as there is natural overunity flows of energy accumulated, the system continues to expand and additional planets are formed. The process involved is not the point, only that you grasp the understanding that your scientists cannot understand what is at the basis of all manifested creation without understanding the basic laws of the universe and the principles of thought thinking and acting upon itself independent of control. Once this basis is accepted, then the door to understanding is open. It was never meant for man to gaze and wonder at what surrounds him, but that he should understand. The human brain is but a radio receiver that is capable of tuning into the flow of knowledge ever present in the creative flow. The magnetic field surrounding each of you is like an antenna, but your acquired belief systems cause you to unplug from the universal station and instead plug only into the five sensual environment. The spiritual aspect of the human, the God aspect of self-awareness, is unknown to you through the stressed importance of material manifestation and the distorted influence of your religions. The adventure you search in vain to find is found in exploring the journey of the spirit that you are into manifested experience and in finding its every expansive return trip. This explains why each goal attained is never enough, and more must be attempted or lapse into discouragement and plan instead for a trip to the city of golden streets to take up playing the harp on the local cloud. Humanity, as it knows itself on planet Earth at this moment, is experiencing a degree of utter frustration that is incredible indeed. This can be compared to a balloon filling at an exponential rate toward the explosive point. The master planners of control are watching for this bursting point and planning the expansion with what they believe to be great care. However, just as the balloons from the same package burst at different air pressure levels, neither can they be sure what the exact bursting point may be. It's a matter of how this released energy is directed that is the important point. Will it be as they choose, or can it be self-directed by the mass consciousness of the awareness inside that bubble? Could the energy within the bubble be redirected from frustration to creation and deflate the balloon? They have no contingency plan to deal with these possibilities. It only requires one small hole in the dike to destroy the dam. Several or even many small holes ensure and speed the process. Why not one big explosion? Allowing weak points to expand is within the expansive flow of creation, while deliberate destruction is not. Considering possibilities within your own life experience is self-contemplation, again with the expansive flow of experience. Does the focus of applying the law of attraction and deliberate manifestation of this opportunity for the weakness in their plans to expand include the destruction of the ones who would enslave it or end your earthly experience by their choice? It is suggested to consciously withdraw participation by focusing instead on an entirely different creation project that will simply transcend the planned disaster. This would leave the perpetrators holding the bag and experiencing the other side of the coin, as fits into the experience of the law of attraction, to their own use of it. This would be a wonderful demonstration of the universal laws in concept and application. Conceptualization of the simple changes in how a situation is perceived and, using a change of focus of intention, applying the universal laws that have brought forth the wholeness of manifested reality is a big stretch of your understanding of how things really are. When you reread this material or re-listen to it, ask for the spiritual aspect, the source of your manifestation into life experience to give you discernment. Ask to know if this material contains truth. And what are the applications of these truths that will serve you, your fellow inhabitants, and the planet? It is your right to know if this is guidance or trash. Ask and it shall be given unto you. This statement was not given to bring you material things directly, but that you might receive knowledge or information to be experienced into wisdom. It's appropriate to continue to paraphrase, unto those much will be given, and from them much will be expected. When understanding is giving, you are expected to apply the laws and to live within them in ever-expanding application and further understanding. Ignorance is no excuse before the law. The laws work whether you understand them or not. Intelligent, intentional application is the best bet for an adventure that will keep you delightfully occupied, depending on your ability to overcome your own experiences and see them in context. Attitude does determine your altitude. There are many puzzle pieces within these lessons that will be assembled by each serious endeavor to do so. Amazingly, these complete puzzles will each be a unique piece that will fit into the puzzle at the next level. You exist within a dimensional whole. Even the pieces are dimensional rather than flat. A necessary shift in how you conceptualize is available as a stepping stone for greater understanding. When you add dimension and life, which is thought thinking, to the game board, it lights up. Through your imagination, you can begin to perceive movement within flow. Nothing is lifeless or stagnant. Every quark, atom, and molecule is pulsing with thought and movement. Nothing is truly flat or solid. You cannot walk through walls in your manifested body at the density of 68 megahertz or less. This should not be mystery. When your brain vibration is 90 megahertz or less, you are unable to tune your radio-like brain to the universal flow and receive the keys of the mysteries of the galactic intentional focus. The possibilities of adventures leading to these experiences are encompassed within these lessons. Not all is directly presented, for much is there to be contemplated and greater understandings brought forth through the personal unique process. Within the Creator's flow, all uniqueness is divergent and cohesive. Two sides of the coin, or it should be that a visualization of something that is dimensional rather than flat, incorporating the polarities through expression and experience for the purpose of returning to balance and adventuring forth again. The practice of discernment is an inclusive nuance of self-contemplation of experience for the purpose of gaining wisdom and moving on into further expansion. A wise practice to apply frequently.